Warren more than himself, but I guess I'm just going to toot it. The guy's really good. He knows his politics. So when it comes to the Chicago beat, we bring in the one and only, Ray Hanania, right here on YaHellaVoice.com and Chicago's 1450 AM. Ray, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most shocked, how shocked were you that Rahm Emanuel is still the mayor of Chicago?
About 2. there was a well chance. Said. I thought maybe Garcia could have pulled it off. But the more that I listened, you know, after the big February 24th election, the more it went on, I started thinking, this guy Garcia, just what's his message? You can't just say, oh, don't vote for Emanuel. That's not enough. So I figured, you want to know something? People hated Emanuel, but I just don't think they liked Garcia.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel is beatable, but
yeah,
Garcia was just...
He was the wrong candidate. You know, Garcia was the wrong guy to run against him.
Yeah, and yeah, I remember you were saying, which all of a sudden now, Ray, what you said several months back, you said Fioretti would match up better against Rahm Emanuel. I think you could be right.
Well, you know what?
Had he been in the runoff against Rahm Emanuel, I'm not saying that he would have won. I think it might have been closer.
I think that one difference with Fioretti, now, and Fioretti wasn't a great candidate either, but the one difference was, I think Fioretti could have done better with the African-American community than Garcia did.
That's true. Why is it that the blacks don't like Chuy Garcia, the African-American community? And I'm not trying to be politically incorrect. Bottom line is the black community, they just seem to not like Chuy Garcia. Was there a history? Is it just a simple race issue? What is it?
Well, you know what, it comes down to, you know, minorities have to fight for seats at the table. They're like 4 Hispanic seats. They're 4 black seats. They're 28 white seats. And way off in a closet are 2 Arab seats. If we could ever get it to the table, we'll do pretty good. But if you... African Americans are rivals of Hispanics for the minority benefits, contracts, you know, designating wards, you know, they set aside, you know, offices like the clerk's office is Hispanic and the treasurer's office is black. For years, that's the way it was. So if I think blacks who vote 10 times more than Hispanics, I think that it just happened that there are far more blacks voting and far less Hispanics. A lot of Hispanics don't vote. They get the lowest turnout in the Hispanic wards.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, if they did come out and vote, I mean, I think the elections would have been different.
Yeah, but part of the problem is, you know, it's not that they're not, you know, interested or unpatriotic or whatever. It's that they have a lot of relatives that are illegal, you know, immigrants that have immigration issues, you know, and there is a fear, you know, that if they vote for some reason, that's going to bring attention to relatives or family members that have problems. So a lot of them just stay out of the, you know, the process. They completely stay out.
Ray, did you feel that there were any shockers in this election cycle, or did it all pretty much go kind of as everybody thought?
You know what? The truth is, after you really sat down and got past the what I thought was a phony excitement, this runoff thing, you know, we used to basically have a runoff every election when we had the primary system, you know, but we had the runoff with a Republican. Basically, what they did was they changed the election system so that they eliminated the Republicans so that everybody ran in one election. And no Republican could even get close.
Correct. Yep, that's the death nail of that party.
Yeah, so...
So what happens next now when it comes to Rahm Emanuel, people are calling this like a wake-up call. Maybe he needs to hit the reset button. But really, what is he going to be able to do that's going to be that different? I mean, is he going to reopen schools?
Yeah.
I mean, how is this guy going to really change? I'm just not sold. All right, he won. Good for him. But I really don't see him reforming or him changing as a person or him reaching out and connecting to different communities. Or am I just naive? Maybe he is a new man after winning last night.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not sure what he's going to do. I don't know if I believe him. I've talked to Salman Aftab, you know, the Muslim activist, And he's, I think he's, non-Arab, obviously, but he seems to be a little sensitive to the idea that I'm upset that Rahm Emanuel caters to non-Arab Muslims but doesn't cater to Arabs. And when I explained it to him that, it's a very subtle form of discrimination and that Muslims who are non-Arab should recognize it and stand with us, he seemed to change. And he said that he was going to reach out to a lot of the Muslims who supported Rahm Emanuel and make the point that he needs to do something with the Arab and Arab-Muslim community. So maybe, really, as part of this election, we were able to lobby the non-Muslim Arabs who support Rahm Emanuel, and they're a big segment. I mean, the non-Arab Muslim community that supported Rahm Emanuel, they are a large, vote. It's possible that all we did was make them aware of Rahm Emanuel's discrimination against us as Arabs. And that could make a difference. I don't think Emanuel's going to change his attitude. You are what you are. And for all the BS that he gave us, I'll tell you what, it is a little embarrassing. He raised $30 million and it took him two elections. You'd think he would have won it right off the bat the first time.
That's definitely a slap in the face for him, but a blip on the radar screen. At the end of the day, it's about who wins and who loses.
Yeah.
Rahm Emanuel moves on, and Chuy Garcia, well, we'll see what happens with him.
Yeah. I don't know. Besides some activism in the Arab community, in all honesty, I didn't see a lot of it. I don't think we were really that big of a voice in this election. And I'm not sure why.
Oh, boy. That's a whole other Rise Up episode there, Ray.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you so much.
Hey, you guys are the best. The only regret is I felt bad about Sonia Khalil. She was such a great candidate.
That
was a big loss.
You supported her.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did, and it just was unfortunate that she couldn't win. But thank you, guys.
Yep. Ray, we appreciate it as always. You rock.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ray Hanania joining us. He really is the political guru here.
Not he is.